Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Is this Grace Slick?
No, she.
Yes.
I forgot that Jim Carrey did this in The Cable Guy. It's a weird movie.
This is another one of those movies, the songs that could being a twisted horror movie.
Yeah, did you ever watch the Foo Fighters horror movie? I didn't see it.
No, the title.
Missed that one.
I didn't want that to be on my viewing list. The title threw it off for me.
I'm sure Rob Inario thought that years ago when we kept ordering Magic Mike on his pay-per-view.
Oh, my God.
He's like, how many times is this on here?
God.
God. We ordered like 4 showings in a row.
Yeah.
In a row.
Why did you do that?
He had stepped out for something. We were watching TV, and we're like, how funny would it be if we ordered a bunch of Magic Mics?
If he wasn't a damn attorney, he would have...
He would have killed you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Of course, he wasn't... I mean, not shooting on him, but, like, he... he was very meager then, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, the force that Rob Inario is now. He was still, you know, getting it all together. We slowed down the process for him.
Yeah, he did.
This is when he added his cat that was a little, you know.
Slow.
Alternative.
So how many times did you watch it? At least 3.5.
See, yeah, we didn't watch it. We just ordered
we just
it.
Programmed it and left.
It might have been on loop for all we know.
I don't believe
you. Okay. So.
It's hard to get into some of this stuff. Transition-wise, at least.
I'm not I always try to pick my words right, and I always try to, like, say, you know, don't take that out of context or blah, blah, blah. Because, I mean, honest, contrary to maybe, I don't know that it's popular belief, but contrary to any belief, like, I don't have any mean bones in my body, not unless Fat Boy takes advantage of me again.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
I really don't. I really, really don't. I get mad. I get passionate about stuff. But then again, I sit there and I ask myself, self? That's because that's what I call
that's
myself.
How you talk to yourself.
I say self. Well, it'd be weird if I said Matt, man. That's really, that's like The Rock talking about himself, The Rock in third person.
Matt.
So I ask myself, who am I mad at? Who am I mad at? Who am I mad at? You know, it's like when you have issues at work. You end up getting mad at your coworker. Not us, of course, but you get mad at your coworker before you do your boss when your coworker's maybe just doing what the boss said or, you know, people in traffic. And, you know, there's usually like a face on that. And, you know, I guess that face is Tyler Robinson now, the 22-year-old man that you know, I guess that shows my age. I'd say 22-year-old man. That strikes me as weird. That's a 22-year-old kid. I mean, it is. In my mind. From Utah, about 200 miles away from the university there. And, I mean, I'm sure most people know this already, but, you know, his own father called in, I believe, a former school teacher and his preacher. Which, but I'll tell you something. That right there is interesting. That's really, really interesting. Several things on that. First off, the pastor. I could see if the pastor knew, like, there's no way he couldn't.
Yeah.
But then I think about, like, if, you know, I'm looking at this from not being repetitive of the same thing you're probably going to hear from a lot of places, or that same one track kind of minded stuff. I'm looking at it from, like, imagine if that was your kid and you don't, you know, agree with it at all, but it's your kid. Like, oh man. I mean, that's tough. I mean, that's just real life talk. That's tough.
Yeah, right, what there. Do you do? 'Cause his life is over.
Oh yeah.
Off of these comments that he had made, that, you know, allegedly they're saying he was, you know, bragging about the killing.
Yeah, I left a note.
Watching this whole thing play out locally is, there are people that are entrenched in this that I think don't know who to be mad at. They don't know who to be mad at.
That's kind of where I'm at. I don't know who to be mad at. I mean, I'm mad at the you know, the 22-year-old, but I mean, like, I'm mad at the situation. I'm mad that it's come to this. But it's not like come to this. I mean, come on, let's think back to Martin. I mean, like, you know, that was 65, 66, what I think. I mean, it's not but you just think, like, where's the growth? You know, why is it the simplest thing is so hard for people to understand? And the simple thing to me is, like, difference of opinion is okay. What would the world be like if we were all, I mean, I'm serious. There's probably some of you that say, I'd love that. That's weird. If the whole world was exactly like you, or a female version of you, or male, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody thought the same. Conversations would blow.
It would be bland.
Everything would be just this dystopian world where everything's the same. I don't want that. I don't want that.
No.
I think opinions matter. I don't think anyone else's is more valuable than mine. I don't think mine's any more valuable than anybody else's.
But I learn a lot from listening to other people that have different views than what I believe
putting
in.
A shoe on the other foot is very difficult to do, but I've tried to do that more and take off the, you know, the whatever colored glasses that I'm wearing. They're actually just black today.
Like, you know, on a human level, I feel awful that somebody died and, you know, their family's robbed of, you know, husband, father, uncle, brother, that whole thing. But that's kind of where it stops with me. There are people that are entrenched in this thing that are really putting themselves through the ringer over the whole left, right. Like, you can have an opinion, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
You should probably keep it to yourself if you know you're going to be the dissenting opinion, because it's not going to benefit you. But when people are just putting themselves in it, like running themselves through the ringer to be a cog in the wheel of something you can't affect either way, like, they let it rule their daily life.
Yeah. Yeah, and ruin it too. Now, you know, again, it's that weird line, and I don't mind admitting this. I'm actually going to draw this out. Like, there's this line that you have, and again, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, because I think freedom of speech matters. I mean, look, with this job, of course I do. I think freedom of speech matters. Now, it's like those Marines told us that time. They defend the people that burn the flags. Just as much as they defend the people that fly them. And that was a tough pill to swallow, but these guys were telling me that. I was like, okay, I get that. So having an opinion is good. Sharing it is bad. That's not good. That is not good. You got to be able to you know, with this, I mean, I think the, and you know who I'm talking about, the dumbest person listening right now. It might not be you, but it's the person maybe beside you in the truck or over there in the break room. You know the dumbest person's listening. Don't they even see the division that is out there? It's division after division after division, and it's I realize that I sometimes am talking out of both sides of my mouth because, like, well, the guy that burned the flag might get his ass whipped afterward. And I'm like, well, that's he, you know, that's you do something, you, there's going to be some, maybe some things that go down for it.
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, an opinion
everybody's
makes
out for
you
blood.
Want to it ruin your own life because somebody has a different opinion than you do.
And, you know, that was Charlie Kirk did was he toured, you know, and let people challenge him. They challenged each other. It was all opinion. There were facts and opinion, you know, like you could argue with him.
Tell you what, that dude was like, if he wasn't doing that, he could have been a great attorney because, oh, man.
Yeah,
like,
he knew his stuff.
He's very persuasive.
Oh, wow. I mean, just like, he had just, oh.
Now, people can call it celebrating death, but it is ironic in the whole situation that people are putting opinions out there, unpopular as they may be. And, you know, you got to, the professor gets suspended, the teacher locally gets fired. People are looking at this stuff.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I think your Second Amendment, you know, not Second Amendment, Lord. Freedom of speech is important. But then you say, well, you got to deal with, you know, the results of that. But at the same time, I want to say, well, does the opinion cost them their job? But then again, I don't want someone in front of kids leading them that is telling them to celebrate murder. Especially kids. You mentioned the school teacher, the college professor. Yeah, I think that's warranted. Now, what I do is different. I'm not leading your kids. I'm trying to hopefully make you, not just we, are trying to hopefully make you laugh or, you know, smile or whatever, forget that you're on your way to the job you hate or to pick up them kids you don't like if you're the school bus driver.
So my question is, if that teacher, if he didn't say it in front of the kids, I don't know if he did or not, and he just posted that, you know, should he, if he said it in front of the kids, probably I could see a case for firing him, but did he? Like, I don't know if he did or not.
And I mean,
if it's something you just posted, then, but you got to know you can't have an opinion.
Yeah.
But is
not a dissenting one.
It's an opinion, yes, but you're celebrating, you know, I could tell you off the air my biggest enemy who it is. I would tell you off the air who that was.
Yeah.
But even then, if that person were to pass, I would not celebrate that. No. I would pray for their soul. Hopefully they got their life right, but I'm not going to celebrate
it. I wouldn't publicly.
That's not a, to me, that's not sanity.
It's in poor taste. It really is.
Poor taste, and also, like, whether you believe in karma, dharma, God, whatever, like, you celebrating loss of life on any side of the coin, I know.
Do you know how many people I saw over the weekend that said, unfriend me now? Go ahead and unfriend me.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's their time to talk, their platform.
Now, look, I realize, you know, I'm somewhat in a position of
69.
I'm a white man in this country.
Why is
so some of this stuff is, you know, pretty much I had an easier path than most. I don't know the struggle of women. I see how women can get really riled up both ways over this, you know.
But even by saying that, though, that's like you're disqualifying yourself a little bit. And I get it. I get it, because I've probably said something before, you know, where, you know, women or you know, minorities and stuff, where, you know, I have not walked in those shoes.
No, yeah. We're not second-class citizens.
No one is.
No one is.
Like, no one is.
And we should be able to speak our minds. But at the same time, I feel repulsed by reading stuff because I feel for the family, because I've lost a loved one and I know how excruciating it is to get through that pain.
Yeah, but none of us has lost them like that.
No,
but that's true. And I look at the family that's grieving, and that's why there's nothing that I can say, and I don't want to make it worse.
Like, you're not you, but like people, in my opinion, people that are celebrating that are like, That's a different type of person. I mean, that is as my grandma would say, plum evil.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is. To celebrate that,
you have no feelings.
Like you're numb to it. I can get like what you're saying, Fat Boy, about like in your life you might think it, or you might tell, you know, your friend or whatever, you know, like, you know. But here I am. Look, here I am saying that. But then I remember like the party we had for Saddam Hussein's death on the show.
Yes.
Like, see, I'm being hypocritical.
That's the thing. Like, I don't think personally you should celebrate it, but I'm also not in a group that, you know, not controversial, that's the wrong word, but I'm not in a group of people that is always, I don't
adhere to any particular way of thinking or party because you kind of decide on your own.
I'm a straight white man, so I don't really have any struggles. Like, I appreciate my lot in life. I know some people who didn't like Charlie Kirk said he was a misogynist and a bigot and this, that, and the other. So I don't fall into those groups of people that would be affected by that.
Yeah.
So as far as like, you know, I wouldn't celebrate the death, but for them saying like, I'm not saying it's okay, but I guess I'm saying I understand that line of thinking. If for a second, you know, you thought that you should post something about it, if you're in one of those groups where you feel slighted by like left or right or whatever, it's real tricky.
And it's what's more strange is that, and not strange, but it's, I mean, it is what it is. It's like something like that. You think,
and I'm the worst person to ask about all this because if it don't affect me personally, then I'm pretty good at cutting stuff off.
And it makes you think about.
And I feel bad for his family, really do. But I haven't said anything bad about the guy either way. To honestly, I didn't know who he was until after he passed away, and then I realized how big his following was.
Oh, yeah.
So I just seen him on social media, but
yeah,
I don't have an opinion either way.
I
definitely know better than have one now.
But see, that's where we're going to lose it. Where we, you know, we worry about. We already got this filter now, which. Some should have, but there's a filter where it's cutting down on the communication.
Yeah.
And this is going to be more. You know what it's going to come to? There's going to be in the future, if it's not already. Hey, smart speaker. Hey, AI. I want to say something about this, but I don't want to say anything that will get me fired. How can you put it for me? And then they'll do it. And then what's that doing? That's changing the way we communicate. Through a computer that is doesn't have a soul, doesn't have a personality. It's just an algorithm. And you're going to say, okay, you said it better than I can.
Plus, are you trying to even a score? Because if we're going after jobs, say you say something I don't like and I go after your job and you lose your job. Why? I don't change the way you think or feel.
No.
You're going to be more angry
now. That adds to the chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wild time. I mean, it really is. It's you know, the division, whether they don't get you with skin color, they don't get you with sexual preference, they don't get you with gender, they don't get you with this, that. They're going to get you eventually with the left or the right. And there are many that say, well, I don't subscribe to either side. I think you do. I think is there anyone that literally rides that line? I don't think so. I think it'd be hard to. I don't know what that would be called. Libertarian? I don't know. But who cares? Like,
trying to see both sides.
Dude died. And now another life, a 22-year-old man's life is done.
He put his family in the crosshairs too for
yes. Yep. Yeah. So like where did this how did this help anything? It's further division. The freaking tectonic plates are just separating and just waiting for the freaking volcano of eruption to happen, and not
look what happens to all of us.
We're better than that. I mean, we're better than that. We are better than that.
The shooter was a super smart guy, top 1% of on his ACT, very high scores, and became radicalized from social media.
Does it really matter who he was?
I'm saying, like, it gets everybody. Somebody, like, it just, that message affects everybody.
It does, and you don't know how strong your words are sometimes until afterwards, you know? Okay, we'll break. Will you guys take phone calls? Yes.
Bring them on.
We will. 1-800-774-0093. Happy Monday.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ow!
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
Okay. Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday Eve. That's it. That's if you...
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Mary. It was Marianne?
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth. Mary Beth, Mary Beth, thank you. Oh, Mary Beth.
Thank you.
Mary Beth is helping save lives over there at Dub Dub.
Yes, she is.
Dub Dub.
Tuesday Eve is hopeful.
Isn't it?
Oh,
it is,
yeah.
Hopeful. I like
it's,
that.
You know, again, texts, you read them, you consume them, you think about them. Great topic for a Monday show. Well, you know, I'm sure that wasn't a great way to start off their weekend either, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's not like you're going to rile anybody up extra. This has been top of mind for.
And this is, man, that, like that's the last thing. You know, there's people in this business that are trying to rile you up. And I, if I have in the past, I would like to apologize for that. I don't want to rile anybody. I want people to think about the freaking world that we live in right now and really, like, look at the strings being pulled. And like, and that ain't even a woke kind of whatever thing. That's no. Just like, set back and just look and just wonder. And you see this same divide that's happening here happen in England right now. Except the roles are a little bit reversed. You know, they have a monarchy over there. We don't want kings here.
And this amplified it, you know.
This
you
got, amplifies
you
it.
You got people on national TV talking about, you know, if there wasn't a left versus right before, there really is now.
Well, it does magnify the problems with society, and it is thought-provoking how divided life really is.
You just hope people aren't past that point, past the point of a conversation, and it goes straight to, you know,
but that,
something when, stupid.
Again, when people are, and I'm not saying they should or should not have. Well, you know what? I will say that if some of these statements that I made, like if I was a book publisher, mm-hmm. and Stephen King was one of my guys, I would have fired him on the spot for his tweet the other day. Hold on, I want to read you that one.
Yeah, I
now,
see
I think
that.
He's apologized for it since, but again, what if you didn't see the apologies? Like the retractions in the paper, you know, they put them on the back page, you know, that didn't sell the newspaper like the headline does. Shortly after Kirk's assassination, this is his quote. Quote, he advocated stoning's gay to death. Just saying.
Is he? So I don't know if he did or not, but even if he did, like, you, that's going to overshadow the death.
Right.
And it's going to paint you in a bad light, a bad situation. Like, you could say factual things that he might have said. I've heard people, you know, say that what he said about guns and, you know, and
yeah,
various groups of people, but like the death.
Well, the
you
death,
don't want that to overshadow the death.
It does magnify something where he's made a martyr for something. And it doesn't matter if he deserves to do whatever he sought to do in the public opinion. The fact is, a horrible crime was committed. And we should just take time and let people grieve and then throw your two cents in my opinion.
But I'm saying this as a person who's not in a marginalized group that he might have talked about, or maybe they felt slighted by his comments or opinions.
That's okay, that's valid. But you also have to realize, and I've said this before, if you read this show as a book, there would be certain chapters in that book that you would be like, I can't believe the author wrote that. I can't believe that character said that. It's reading it, but when you, you know, hearing it might be different than reading it. So these quotes that could or not been could or could have been taken out of context. Did you listen to the hour long speech or the hour and a half long speech, or did you hear one thing? Uh-huh. Did you hear where he said, you know, all these, you know, I remember the one where the guy came up and he's attacking Charlie Kirk about, you know, the gay stuff, homosexuality and whatnot. Yeah. And the guy said, Charlie Kirk said, well, sir, are you a Trump supporter? He said, yes, sir, I am. He said, well, what about this supporter that's of Trump that's gay? What about Peter Thiel, who's openly gay man, gave millions and millions of dollars to the Republican Party? Should we stone him to death? No? Okay. So you're not a Trump supporter then. And the guy's looking at him like, what do you mean? Well, Trump is doing business or working with these people. He's certainly not against it. Why are you now? So, see, little things can be, but that's not the stuff you're going to see on the reels.
No,
you're not going to see that on the reels, on the TikToks, on the news.
And I've seen some of that too. You really got to dig into it.
You got to look for it because you got to realize, we've said this on this show for years now. America is consumed in whodunits, in murder mysteries. Why did they do it? First 48, all that. Like, we are like that. I'm not. I hate that stuff. I don't. You're consuming tragedy. You're like inviting it in, and you want that. And I'm like, I don't. If I'm sitting down to watch TV for entertainment value, I want to be. Yeah. I don't want to be slapped on the wrist or maybe on the buttocks every once in a while, a little slap to the cheeks.
Okay.
I don't invite that in. I don't. If it's done, like if it's an ongoing thing or whatever, like on the news, okay, I get that. But if it's, you know, 22 years ago, this cabin.
We all go scorched earth now. If this wouldn't have happened to Charlie Kirk, we'd still be talking about a Phillies fan chick.
Right.
They'd still be trying to find out who she is and try to get her fired for taking a baseball
or
dad gave up.
The Charlotte, you know, train. I mean, that was like, poof.
Yeah.
Or the school shooting that same day.
Which, poof. What, I think a few kids got, I don't even know the update on that.
I haven't
situation.
Heard. You know what? Yeah. Exactly right. All right, let's get some calls. Guess what? They're all anonymous. And, you know, and that, I get it. I totally get it. Good morning, Anonymous. How are you? Uh-oh. Oh, you don't know which one. Do you hear me talking now on your phone? It's you.
Did you hear the click, the buzz?
Yes.
There you go. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on. We're live.
Just wanted to kind of give was possibly a very unconventional take from the left, which is, I believe, what happened is horrible.
Yeah.
And I didn't agree with him. I didn't like him, honestly. But what happened is horrible. And we can't do this as a nation.
Yep. And you're saying that from
the left. But at the same time.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
But at the same time, the threats that I've received for stating that very opinion from some of the fanatical people on the other side that say, if you're not with us, you're against us, basically, that's also should be condemned. And unfortunately, our leadership is not doing that.
Yeah, you're going to face a lot of people that feel really hurt and that feel like they need to, you know, for lack of a better term, even the playing field.
Right.
As far as, like, you know, trying to get some kind of comeuppance. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Or we just realize that we can never agree on anything as a nation. Like, we should agree to disagree.
Yeah.
See, that anybody should have their right to think, feel, or be your own person without somebody trying to assassinate you.
It sucks. You have to stay quiet and you don't want to give an opinion. But when you realize you're pushing that boulder uphill and you're like one of the few dissenting opinions, it's not worth it to put it out there.
Also, the world doesn't need a lot of the cookie cutter crap that you, in other words, you wasn't thinking that, but you read somebody saying, you're like, okay, I think that now. Like, do you really? Or are you just jumping on the whatever? I mean, while I don't agree with him, I appreciate Fat Boy in saying, like, I didn't know who the guy was, so it really didn't affect me much, but I feel a loss for his family. That's the human being inside of you. That's that DNA, that's that soul, that's that personality or whatever, saying a loss of life is bad no matter what happened. It is bad.
Yeah. But, you know, again, I understand why you would think for a second if you're in that marginalized group that you didn't agree with what he said, then I could understand if you didn't care.
To me, it's like this country's going back to the 60s or 70s when things like that happen, and it's sad.
We used to be on a 100-year cycle of it, you know, where you could look back in the last couple 100 years and see where, okay, yeah, and then it flew back around, and then it flew back around again. And, you know, now we're on about every 20 years of building up, you know. I'll tell you, ever since I've been a child, which if you've been listening is a long time.
Almost 50 years.
As a kid, I was told that the Lord was coming back. I was told the Lord was coming back soon. Yeah. I was told that I would never get Social Security because it would all be over.
That's the one. Yeah.
I was told California would drop off into the ocean. I was told that what was the other big thing? That there would be World War III. Yeah. I was told there'd be another Civil War in America.
People are counting on that one.
Why? Why was that? I mean,
why do we want?
Do
a
we
civil
want
war?
It? No. Do we want it? But we just, for a year, I mean, I want the Lord to come back, yeah. But, like, it just, you know, all these future movies about dystopian worlds and everything, what does that say to kids? When I was a kid, the future movies were, like, flying skateboards and cool cars and bull crap. And now it's, like, dark. Everyone's poor. They just want you to accept it. And I say bull crap to that. Like, no, I want neon signs. I want colors like the 90s were. I want checkerboards and wild colors.
Solid stuff.
Everything's just blah now. You go to the post office, it looks like a prison. You go to McDonald's, it looks like a prison. You
high
go to Walmart,
like
it looks like a prison. High school's like a prison. Just get used to it. You will owe nothing and love it. No, that's the revolt I want to make is no. Quit telling me what the future's going to be like.
Our parents didn't know they were talking in metaphors. There could be a civil war right now. You know, social media.
Well, hopefully
there's been movies, comic books. You know, they did old Spider-Man Civil War thing. They did the movie that came out last year.
Because we never want that. We don't want cousins killing cousins again.
I don't know how anybody would want any of that to, unless you're in the bullet business. I don't know why you would ever want that. I don't know why you'd want people losing job after job after job. Because what's that do? It makes your unemployment go up.
Yeah.
I mean, crap. Like, you want the police department to get sued for whipping that guy's ass? Well, your taxes are going to go up. Like, how does it benefit anybody? It doesn't.
You want to catch up real quick?
Yeah.
A quick little catch up.
All right, we'll be back right after
this. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, good morning.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hello, the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
What about that?
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Is that the one we're going to take, Fat Boy?
Yeah, we'll
okay.
take
Okay, funny little thing off the air is Fat Boy asked this person on hold several times what the name was. And the name was Afton, and Fat Boy said that they said, you know, like Colorado.
So where the hell is Afton, Colorado?
So I was thinking it was Bluffton or oh something like that. It turns out the name's Aspen. Good morning, Aspen.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good. Like Colorado.
Yeah.
Like Colorado. I have to say that a million times.
I bet.
Like,
I bet you.
You know, they're like, oh, is it Ashton, Aspen? I'm like, no.
Aspen.
I just did that and said Afton.
Yeah. It sounds like Afrin. Tough acting to Afrin. All right, Afrin.
Yeah.
Your thoughts.
All right. So I was a huge supporter of Charlie Kirk. I, for one, think that that he stood on Christian values, on Christian beliefs. He spoke on so many big topics that are going on in the world morally. And for somebody to be assassinated because of his opinions is absolutely ridiculous. Basically, it's just people are getting their butt hurt, getting so upset because of moral issues. And they're wanting so badly to push these terrible, immoral, you know, opinions and thoughts and feelings. And so, you know, they get so upset about it. And it's not okay to kill somebody because of their beliefs. I mean, Charlie debated so many of these, I call them libtards, and you don't see anybody pulling out a gun and shooting them.
You better watch it with a name that selective as you got. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It's not okay to shoot anybody It's murder.
Exactly.
Well said, Paige.
I mean, it's not. It's not. I mean, it's not okay to shoot anybody. But it was. It's so. It's just so ridiculous that this is a generation full of people who are so upset and so worried about getting their feelings hurt that they want to. They think it's okay to kill somebody because they're teaching Christian beliefs and morals. It is completely an attack on Christianity and on morals. And it's sad that there are so many people spouting hate. I don't care if what he said hurt your feelings. It's not okay to kill somebody. And that's what's so sad about this nation celebrating the death of a man who has a wife and children.
Yeah.
And they're without a father. They're without a husband. All because they didn't like what he had to say. He hurt their feelings.
Yeah. So how does it affect you, social media? Do you go post about it? Because you know how some people...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm very vulgar. And like I said, I'm not scared to have put my voice out there. Obviously, I actually said what my name is because I'm not scared. Like, I wish that people would be more vocal about this stuff and not hide behind, you know, their computers
fake
or anything.
It's going to make people, you know, the first thing we talked about with it, it's going to make people kind of, I don't even want to say gun shy, but just indifferent about going to rallies now to show support.
Absolutely.
Because you never know what's going to happen. But is that not everything? You never know. Imagine some of these people that posted some of this dark, negative stuff. Imagine if that was the last tweet, last Facebook they ever put up where they're celebrating someone's death and then they died.
Imagine,
what a nice way to go
exactly.
out.
Imagine in this country.
Thank you, Ashman.
We don't have any more free speech, or you don't have the decision to believe in whatever religion you choose to believe in, because somebody's going to get upset and assassinate you.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who's going to disagree with whatever. That's what is unfortunate.
Yeah, there's the thought of agreeing to disagree is, Paige, you said that off there. That's done with.
Like, yeah, no respect.
You can't
do
it anymore. Thank you, Rodney Dangerfield.
You know.
I get no respect around here.
Well, I mean,
I know what you mean.
If he is speaking, he is the speaker, and we listen to what he has to say and draw your own conclusions. Just because someone says something doesn't mean that you have to abide by it. He's not, you know what I'm saying? You can just take what you learned and go home.
Right, you are.
I always know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Before you say it next time.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, that's education.
Yes. Yeah, it draws a lot out of you, because even knowing like what we've said today is probably just pissed off people, and that's wild to me.
And this is a conversation that's gonna have heat for a long, long time.
I don't shy away from that, but I also don't want to further the divide. But I don't want. I'm not ignoring it. I'm certainly not gonna ignore it. I'm not gonna just go in la la land like a lot of the so-called comedy talk shows, I don't know what you'd call it. Like, they'll just, all right, we're just going, nothing we can do for that, so let's ignore it. No, that's a waste of our time and yours, right?
You gotta talk about it.
Yeah. All right, we will take a break and come back. Sorry to all the calls we did not get to. We'll get on as many as we can. Good morning.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.